all my kids, they got, you know, I would make little rice balls that were made of organic brown rice. We ate nothing but organic. And I would put umeboshi plum in the middle and then wrap it with nori seaweed. And then they would have other, you know, things that had wakame seaweed, like miso soup in their little thermoses with tofu. And nobody was doing this back then. And they, you know, they got this at home all the time. But they were raised with, you know, with a whole different set of taste buds than I was.
In Genesis 1:29 and 30, then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds in the sky and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so.
I was brought up on a lot of sugar. I was brought up on a lot of meat and dairy, and alcohol ran in my family. So that was a normal thing for me. But I did a lot of studies, Eastern studies, you know, Chinese medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, macrobiotics, which was in Boston, where I attended the Cushy Institute, and also I studied and I taught there. And that really encompassed a whole different area than I was brought up in.
Folks, we got a treat for you today. I mean, this is really amazing. We're out there looking for the right folks to introduce to you in our health venture, especially with all the things that have happened to us in the past several years, as you know. And man, did we just reach out to someone who just really touched our lives, and I just connected with her in so many ways. Kim Bright with BrightCore. She's a pioneer in the nutrition industry, an expert in health and wellness. She's been featured on nationally syndicated and local radio and television shows since the 1980s, educating people on how to optimize their health. And she's personally consulted over 15,000 people in lectured groups all over the United States. She taught and attended the Cushy Institute in Massachusetts. She has opened a Change of Seasons restaurant in Connecticut, and she has just got a wealth of knowledge that you're going to enjoy today. And I just wanted to make sure and encourage you as you go through this journey to pay attention to everything that she brings out. And also at the very end, you'll hear some great connections that we made, especially when it comes to certain foods that we eat. Hope you enjoy this today. Here we go. You'll see in the description box below and across your screen the actual link, mybrightcore.com/andweknow. If those are listening in and not watching your screen, mybrightcore, BrightCore.com. And definitely want to head over there. You're going to see some wonderful products for us to investigate today. And I just am excited to have you with us. Look at that amazing site. Introducing Kimchi One Fermented Superfood in a capsule. I've talked with Kim at length about my experience in kimchi in the Marine Corps. What a great story. We'll get into that today. But for now, I just want to welcome you, Kim. It's been an amazing week. Some really terrible things happened, but at the same time, we've seen the hand of God across it all.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. So good to see you. So what were your thoughts? I mean, this week we had the shooting, right, with President Trump. When this comes out, it'll probably be about a week after that happened. A lot going on in that area. So what was going through your mind when this all occurred?
Well, of course, I was watching, you know, and I saw it when it happened. And I hate to say that I wasn't surprised, because, you know, he tells the truth. He knows mm-hmm. what's going on. And so for me, it was like, I hope he's fine. But, you know, I hate to say it, that our country's in the condition it's in. And he's a powerhouse. And, you know, it just did my heart so much good to see him stand up and be okay, and know that he had the hand of God on him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when he raised his fist, you know, that's a man. That's a real leader right there. Yeah, and that's how I felt. And I felt very, I knew everything was going to be okay, because, mm-hmm. You know, he had the hand of God on him. That's what saved him.
Yeah, it's definitely, you mentioned something about our nation, and obviously we both have just looked at what's happened and occurred over the several decades now across our country. I bring it up all the time in my podcast about our past and how we used to have the Bible in the schools, prayer in schools. Mm-hmm. They've taken all that away and just systematically destroyed our country from the inside out, starting with the family and beyond. And it's been amazing just to have conversations with you and even meet your family. How you've brought them up, not only spiritually, but physically. And we'll get to the physical in a moment, but I just wanted to hear your thoughts on all that.
Well, thoughts, you covered a few things there. Yeah, let's direct me in on one. What would you like to know first?
Yeah, so just go with spiritual first, and then we'll get into physical. I just very interested. I mean, I love to see families that are brought up in the Word of God, and to see your son as strong as he is and with his smile. And of course, his leadership now, it's just a direct reflection on you. And I just wanted to make sure that everybody knows that as we're talking. And so I wanted to just hear your thoughts on how you brought him up, which led to then BrightCore.
Well, you know, for me, I was brought up and I was baptized Presbyterian, and I always knew that I wanted to help people. And my mom, it's funny because she tells a story or told a story. She's since passed, but she used to tell the story of, you know, when she was around three, I used to ask her what she wanted to be when she grew up. And she told me she wanted to be a nun. And I was like, what? You're Presbyterian. How could you be a nun? And so she goes, where'd you get that idea and why? And I said, well, they help people. Mm. And so for me, that's been a strong thing throughout raising my children is, you know, the love of the Lord, and you've got to help people. You've got to take responsibility in a much wider expanse than just with yourself or your family.
Right.
I took them on a lot of charity works and showed them, you know, how to be of service. I think that's a very, very important thing to have children do. I donated money to, you know, helping kids that were in poverty learn how to read. There's so many different things that I donated to that my children got to participate in.
Right.
You know, hard work. And then they all helped me. I put this company together back in 96. And, you know, Aaron, who's now CEO, I remember him licking stamps on postcards when we'd do mail outs, and then my daughter would help and my other son. So I always involve my children in BrightCore, and I thought, I hope somebody stays around to run it. And that ended up being Aaron. So, that's who, you know,
yeah,
my daughter is a nurse and my other son is an entrepreneur. And, Aaron is the one that, you know, took over when I, you know, was founder and CEO, and then had him after he worked with me for a long while, come in.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so that kind of lends it, you know, straight to BrightCore. When I look at this site, let me bring this up once again. I see Kimchi pop up number one, introducing Kimchi One. I know we see Kimchi on the screen, but you've just got a diverse background in history in health. And it was interesting to talk with your son. You know, I'm married to my wife is from Okinawa. And so we have a background in Asia from my Marine Corps days. Mm-hmm. And man, she's changed my life and completely with food. And, you know, we talked about this offline about how I went from eating, you know, super sweet chocolate cake to now I eat cake that has a little fruit on it. So the sugar's kind of gone now out of
right.
our system. But yeah, I just wanted to, you know, hear your background on health. And you kind of have the Asian background, which lends to kimchi and how that leads into BrightCore.
Well, you know, LT, I had a near-death experience. I started out being, I was out in Hollywood. I was being a model and an actress and singer, and I was drinking and doing a lot of things that I shouldn't be doing. And I had a near-death experience, and God brought me back. And Holy Spirit has been with me ever since, leading me in, you know, this pathway that my feet got put on. And I first, you know, helped myself and taught myself and learned, and then turned around and started helping others with their health. And I went and studied so many different esoteric approaches to health, because I knew that the typical Western diet had gotten me to the position where I was. I was brought up on a lot of sugar. I was brought up on a lot of meat and dairy, and alcohol ran in my family. So that was a normal thing for me. But I did a lot of studies, Eastern studies, you know, Chinese medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, macrobiotics, which was in Boston, where I attended the Cushy Institute, and also I studied and I taught there. And that really encompassed a whole different area than I was brought up in. And so it took a while for me to be able to shift and think in yin and yang, which is, you know, Asian, as you know, Eastern way of thinking. And yet, when you go back to the Bible, I find it very interesting. You know, God created man and woman. Well, that's yin and yang. Women, a woman is yin and the man is yang. And night and day, yin and yang. So when you can get to the outer, you know, fringes and look in, there's so much that's the same. And it made me realize and understand how food affects me, how everything has a frequency, how everything has an ability to either contract me or expand me, and how my condition changes on a minute-by-minute basis depending on how I'm feeling spiritually, how I'm feeling mentally, what I'm putting into my mind and my body physically. So that's how it all started, and just getting my health back and then helping others. I never dreamed I would have a nutritional company. That wasn't in the cards, but then it became in the cards.
Yeah, I mean, even mentioning, you know, in discussions with your son, I mean, he even shared something simple for us, as he had seaweed and you wrap it in the rice and he took it to school. I mean, that was back then when he was a child. So you were already looking into specific diets and ways to ensure that there was health throughout your entire family. Now, God has taken what you've done for your family and he's brought it out to the family of God. And I believe this is a very amazing product, Kimchi One. Right here it says, slow aging, it rejuvenates skin, promotes hair growth, fermented nutrition, and more. And when you scroll down a little bit more, you have this from Dr. Sean Spencer, excuse me, a diverse gut microbiome. Is that correct?
Yes, plays that's correct. Yeah.
Yeah, plays a vital role in our body systems, a body's defense system. So how does this work?
Well, first of all, your microbiome is comprised of trillions of different, you know, bacteria, yeast, fungus, and viruses. And we have a microbiome in our gut. We have one on our skin. We have one even in our brain. And so in order, it's all about balance. And we want to keep a balance in our body and in our microbiome of the good guys. And we want to keep the bad guys tapped down, because there's a war going on, if you will, if I can use that analogy, in our gut constantly, because we're bombarded when we're in everyday life. The foods that we eat, they have chemicals on them. They have pollutants on them. The water we're drinking, pollutants, bad bacteria, germs. We're constantly being invaded through our nose, our skin, our mouth, by all these different types of pathogens. So we need to, we're born with all these things in us, but we're born with, especially if we're fed mother's milk, breast milk, we are born with the good guys outweighing the bad guys. And where our body starts to break down is when those bad guys win over the good guys. That's when we start seeing problems with all kinds of disease set in. And we see little things starting to happen, things popping up on our skin, or we start to get headaches, or we start to lose energy, or we can't sleep right. Things are disrupting our normal balance in our life. And when we get our gut back into good shape. And when I say gut, LT, I mean from our mouth all the way down our digestive tract and out the other end. So it's, you know, the esophagus, the stomach, the small intestine, the large intestine. These good guys and bad guys are mainly in our large and small intestine, but they are throughout our body. So we want to keep those in really, really great shape. And a lot of people out there have heard about probiotics. Right. You know, those are the good guys. Those are the good guys. Then you have, you know, the prebiotics, which help feed the probiotics. And then you have the postbiotics, which are the metabolites, which are formed from the fiber that the probiotics have fed off of. So as typical Americans don't get enough fiber in their diet, in order to really keep these guys fueled, the good guys. And that's where kimchi is such an incredible food. And it's been an incredible food for Koreans and other Asian people for centuries. You know, they first put kimchi together because they had to try and find a way to preserve foods through the cold months. Mm-hmm. And then they started seeing that, well, when they ate this food, they didn't get sick. And that's because they were putting in this fermented food that aided and abetted the good guys fighting the bad guys off in their whole digestive tract and their whole gut. So that's what the power of kimchi is, because it's made with the Napa cabbage, which is high in fiber. They found, when they've done different tests, over 900 different strains of good guys in kimchi. And it has strains that other probiotics don't have. It has specific strains only found in kimchi. And that is quite fascinating, I find.
Yeah, my experience in kimchi, explained to you a while back, was very interesting. I mean, in the Marine Corps, we had to, when I was stationed in Okinawa, we went to Korea two or three times a year for our 30-day, you know, exercise on a ship. We'd get into Korea, and then we'd head out to the mountains. And they'd have these little huts set up with food, and we would trade in our MREs, our meals ready to eat, for egg fried rice or whatever. You know, they'd make an egg for us and put it on toast or whatever. I couldn't stand the smell of kimchi. They'd open up this jar,
right,
and it was just horrendous. And I'm like, how can these guys eat them? The Marines around me, they loved it, and I didn't get it. And so about 5 or 6 years ago, I made an agreement with my wife. I said, look, I'll eat whatever you put in front of me from now on. And that's after, you know, we've been married 32 years. So this is 25 years of marriage. I said, you know what? I'll eat whatever you put in front of me. I know, even if it doesn't look good, I'll just give it a shot. I'm going to do this. I'm done. I'm not going to live in fear anymore for the food. Well, I didn't realize, you know, I thought that meant Japanese food or some cabbage here, maybe a little bit of stuff that anything that looked bad to me on a plate, I was scared of. It had to look pretty. You know, that's the way we say it in the South.
Right.
And so, anyway, we were invited. We went to church in California with the group, Calvary Chapel group, went to visit them for a week. And they said, hey, we're going out to eat. Okay, great. And I couldn't wait. I thought, we're going to go get some steak and potatoes. And we ended up at a Korean restaurant. And that was the one thing I thought, I'll never eat. And they put that in front of us. And I took a bite of that kimchi, and it changed my life. I said, this stuff is really good. I love kimchi now. I love kimchi fried rice. It's my favorite. And I have noticed a difference when I eat it, how I feel. Just, I feel really good after I'm done having a good kimchi fried rice.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's funny, because once you get past that smell, and a lot of kimchis, you know, you can make them all different ways. Like some right. kimchis have the shrimp paste in them, and you open a jar of shrimp paste and you about fall over dead.
Yeah.
The
yes.
smell of it is, and that's probably what you smelled at first. But then once you eat kimchi and it gets in your body with all those good guys, your body smiles. It just is like, you crave it. You know, it just has so many good things for your skin, because the skin is reflecting our inside gut. It's very connected, that skin communication with our gut and also our brain connected with our gut, that brain gut axis. But you definitely, your body, when you start eating good things for yourself, you want them, you crave them, because the body knows. If you, you know, if you've deadened the body down with all this sugar and processed foods, it's going to take a minute. But ultimately, your body's going to start saying, hey, dude, you know, don't give me that crap over there you've been feeding me. Give me this good stuff, you know?
Right. Yeah. And so you were able to take this, I'm assuming, right, that you open up this Kimchi One from Brightcore, you open it up. It's not going to have a smell, right? These are pills that you actually take. Is that, am I right?
Oh, it still has a smell, but it's not knock you over dead on the floor smell like you first experienced when you smell the Kimchi. And when you, a lot of people say, well, am I going to taste it? You might just a tiny, tiny bit, but when you swallow it with the water and it gets down there and starts doing its work, you're not, it's not like eating kimchi. So, you know, it's interesting because the first product I ever brought out was called Sweet Wheat, and it's organic wheatgrass that I was able to put into a powder for the, it was the first on the planet that I know of. And because people would say, I love the effects that I get from wheatgrass juice, but I can't stand the taste of it. I can't stand the smell. So it's kind of funny that now we've done the same thing with kimchi, and there's great results with both of them.
Yeah. So right here, it says plant the seeds of anti-aging with premium fermented kimchi. Can you explain this just for those? I kind of don't understand fermented kimchi. Maybe the process in that. I just don't get it. It's kind of, you know, talked about it a little bit.
Well, there's two types of kimchi. There's fresh kimchi, which is you make it at home and you eat it the same day. It's like one day old.
Okay.
That has a few probiotics in it, but the when you allow it to ferment for about 10 days or longer, every day that goes by, those good bacteria are in there breaking down the fibers. And they're making all these incredible good bacteria that are going to go in your gut and feed your gut. And so the longer that it's fermented, the better it is. And that's why you want to eat. If you look throughout the world, LT, you know, you've got, you go to Germany, you've got sauerkraut.
Right.
You go to Israel, you have pickles. You have different, you know, even in Japan, you have pickled daikon in rice bran. You have umeboshi plums, you know, green plums that are pickled with the beefsteak leaves and salt. So every culture has its own fermented foods in order to nourish and keep them well in their digestive tract and in their gut.
Now, one of the things too I wanted to show folks here, and this is pretty amazing, right here. You support those who served. At Brightcore, we take pride in our commitment to quality, patriotism, and compassion. Proudly made in the USA. And you're a supporter of the Wounded Warrior Project. How did you get it tied into all that? How did you do this?
Well, you know, you got to support those guys. They're amazing people. And there's so many different charities out there that we can give to. But my dad was a Korean veteran. He served in the Korean War. And I've had a lot of friends that came back from different, you know, whether it was Vietnam, whether it was Iraq, that were wounded, whether mentally or physically. And it's sad to see that when they give their all and then this happens, something happens to them. You know, it's our heart goes out to them and their families.
Yeah, amazing. And we've seen so many that seem to be ignored recently, especially we've got a lot of the homeless veterans out there. And of course, we've gone into dived into a lot of the news and just how they've been ignored and the immigrants, of course, coming in, the illegals, and taking in money and placed and given more priority than those that served our country.
Yes.
And that's been really, really hard for us to deal with, of course, on many levels. So we're hoping to see a huge change in that in the future. So that's amazing that you provide that support also with Brightcore. I wanted to ask also the ordering process. Notice you have order now and you also have a phone number. How does that play out for Brightcore and getting Kimchi One?
Well, if people call, they usually, you know, when they talk to our people, we try and give them the best deals that they can. They can order online, but sometimes we have better specials going on if they call in. So depending on how you want to order, but we keep track and, you know, of the people that are calling in and, as well as the orders that are coming in online and donate accordingly.
Mm, amazing. And so when I was looking at some of the stories here, right below, you had these, you know, real people. Mike R. will probably play his video in this clip on the edited version. Margie and Matt. Right here says, Kimchi One has changed my life. I never thought I'd feel this healthy or be this active at 64 years old. I mean, these are the kind of stories that you're hearing after folks take the product.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, LT, what's amazing to me is there are people that feel it in just a few days. Other people, it might take, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. But they, you know, they tell us the energy, their skin is changed, their sleep changes, their digestion changes immediately. They've had problems. It's really exciting to hear this, even clearer thinking. So we do hear these are all real people. Mike is a veteran and a former police officer. And he really got a tremendous, you know, change in him by using the Kimchi One.
Mm. Yeah, Mike, he looks real happy. I'd love to have his hair. That's for sure. I'm bald.
Well, guess what? Kimchi can. They've done studies. Believe this or not, they have done studies that show by using kimchi extract that hair actually gets thicker and it starts to fill in on your head.
Oh, wow.
So eat your kimchi one and let's see what happens.
I'm going to have that. I need some kimchi fried rice. I'm going to have to talk to my wife after this.
Eat it every meal. Come on now.
That's amazing. I wanted to just remind everybody, mybrightcore.com/AmWeKnow is in the description box below. You can click on that link. It'll get you right to the site that you're looking at here on your screen. Before we go, I wanted to, one more time, Kim, it just keeps going through my mind, just have you explain your background and history in the health world, if you could, just one more time.
Sure. Well, after having that near-death experience, then I went from drinking a lot each day, over a quart of alcohol, as well as 20 cups of coffee with lots of sugar in it, and eating a can of almond roca for breakfast, believe it or not. I was like, high-low. And so when I came out of that, and this is why I know it's God, you know, mm-hmm. I met my maker, I know. And I got the chance to choose to come back or not. And mm-hmm. I chose to come back. And he allowed that. And so when I came back, I had knowledge that I did not have when I left. And I was guided, I know, by Holy Spirit to all these things. I mean, I immediately knew to fast. I didn't know anything about fasting.
Oh, wow.
I fasted for 3 days on water alone. And then somebody at work, they said, what are you doing? You know, why are you just drinking water? And so then they said, well, maybe you need some broth or something. So I walked into my first health food store, told them what I was doing, and they gave me this little thing of broth and said, well, you can try this or, you know, just do some juicing. So I did the vegetable broth for a few days and water, and that was it. And then when I came off of it, I started just doing some fruit, and then I started juicing. And that was wheatgrass juice and beet juice and carrot juice, different things mm-hmm. like that. Started reading right. books. That had been around since the 20s and 30s, Walker's books on juicing. And I was just guided. That's all I can say. I was mm-hmm. guided to read different books and try different things. I cut meat out of my diet. I went back and I just started finding people that taught very esoteric things and started reading. I devoured books. I was reading probably, a book a day on health. Started taking vitamins, just started really on that journey, and then ended up, like I said, I attended all over the United States different lectures, by people that were thought to be very strange, and now they're mainstream. or they've died, because I attended some people that, like I did colonics even, and those were like, when I was in Mississippi, they were illegal. And so I had to go to a naturopath that was doing them in secret. You had to walk through all these rooms, and yet today they're mainstream. I studied different types of massage. I studied with a teacher from Japan, Shizuko Yamamoto. I studied with a black belt, the highest black belt in Korea. That's who his family taught me how to make kimchi. I studied Aikido. I studied, I wanted to understand from spiritual, mental, and physical how to balance. And that's what I did. And then I ended up going to the Kushi Institute in Brookline, Massachusetts, and studying with Micho and Aveline Kushi and some other teachers from Japan, and learning macrobiotics and yin and yang, and then applying that as well as all these other different modalities. I learned traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, and just continue to help people. I counseled over 15,000 people one-on-one. I helped a senior vice president at Crown Publishers who wanted me to write books back in the, what was this? My gosh, it's so long ago. In the early 80s or mid 80s, early 80s.
Right.
1980s. And I didn't think anybody would want to read my book because who was I? I didn't have any initials behind my name. And I told her, I said, well, I don't want, she said, well, get you a ghostwriter, whatever. I said, no. When I write a book, I want it to be for me, and I'll know the right time to do it. And I still right. haven't done it. But yeah, I was using modalities and things that everybody was calling crazy, including my family. back then, they said, we can't even tell you what she does because it's so weird. It's so strange. My goodness. So, and now it's, it's mainstream. So it's good to be a leader. It's good to, have been directed by Holy Spirit to get these, go into these areas and help people. Right. I helped people that had AIDS, cancer, had 4-stage cancer, all the way up to, professional athletes and Olympic athletes. So I've run the gamut, and then, I ended up starting Brightcore in 96. So that was, like I said, wasn't in the cards for me, but it was supposed to be, I guess.
Yeah, Brightcore, amazing name also for those looking at your screen. There it is, introducing Kimchi One, fermented superfood in a capsule. Wow, that is just tremendous. 1996, starting this, I mean, that's a long journey. Well-tested and more. And I tell you, I just keep thinking about the conversation with your son and the food that you packed for him that was quite different probably back then than anybody had ever experienced back in those days. And I love the family stories. I'm a sucker for those.
All my kids, they got, I would make little rice balls that were made of organic brown rice. We ate nothing but organic. And I would put umeboshi plum in the middle and then wrap it with nori seaweed. And then they would have other, things that had wakame seaweed, like miso soup in their little thermoses with tofu. And nobody was doing this back then. And they got this at home all the time. But they were raised with, with a whole different set of taste buds than I was.
Yeah. The one thing that you mentioned there that's a mainstay and for all five of my kids, I mean, they're not kids now, they're almost all adults, but was the nori, right? They'd say, nori, mom, can I have some nori? And they would take that seaweed out of the jar and they'd wrap it around the rice and eat it like it was candy.
Right.
And so I started doing it too. And that was their snack. I mean, they loved it. And the other thing that they love to eat that really smells up the house, some of you might know what this is. It's called mafu tofu, which is basically taking tofu and you put this ingredients all over the tofu and she cooks it over the stove. And then it smells terrible to me, but they love it. They, you know, eat that stuff up. And I guess it's done a good job for all of us. I mean, getting through my bodybuilding days, I needed that type of food also to get on the stage and place first all the time. I believe that led to a lot of victories in that area too. So definitely great to have a background and seeing what, you know, the impact that you've had around the world. Your story is absolutely amazing, Kim. And we just thank you so much for what you're doing for all of us with the health. I know there's so much more that we could cover on your background, your life. I'm looking forward to that book. If you would go ahead and get that one out, that'd be great to read.
I'm working on it. It's like, how do you combine all these years into, you know, how do you do it? So I've actually started working on it because I've had encouragement from different people, like a producer that I did, I've done a long standing TV show with that, said, you know, you've got to write a book, Kim. You really do. And I've just, you know, when you raise all these kids and I've had, you know, I've always had more than one business going and just constantly, you know, go, 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 go. Oh, yeah. But now I'm slowing down just a little bit. Hopefully I can get that written.
So could you just give us a little tease of the book where you tell us about who you've met in the world of the famous world? Can you throw one of those names at us that you threw at me earlier or no?
Well, I can tell you a lot of people that are young might not know this name, but he was an idol to people that, you know, are probably 50 and older, but Paul Newman, you know, who
Paul Newman. Oh, I actually have his salad dressing in my refrigerator.
Well, I'll tell you a story about Paul Newman. His lawyer owned the building where I had my restaurant. And I was the first non-smoking restaurant in Connecticut. I did all organic. This was back, started the restaurant in, what, 85 or so? And it was a smash hit. I had people standing around the building. New York Times wrote me up. He said, I just love your tuna fish sandwiches. And he used to send his secretary over because the lawyer and his two sons would come in every day and eat my food. And Paul Newman's lawyer. And also Joanne Woodward had asked for a consultation with me because I had consulted a few of her friends and we kept missing each other. You know, when I was available, she wasn't available. And so we kept missing each other. But Joanne came into my restaurant with her auntie from Atlanta once in a while. And then, you know, this was before Newman Organics even started up. But one day when I was leaving to go to New York, I was running out and Paul came over himself. And he's like, I got to tell you, I just love, love, love your tuna fish salad sandwiches. And I said, well, Paul, you know, they've got tofu in there. And he's like, what? And he was like, I don't eat tofu. And I'm like, yeah, you do when you're eating my tuna fish sandwiches. You're eating tofu. Oh, wow. And so it was funny. You know, it was a funny thing to see his face. But those blue eyes of his were just drop dead gorgeous. And yeah, I had a lot of difference. I've known a lot of people. I've been friends with a lot of people, very famous people, and mm-hmm. you know, on many different levels of knowing them. So I've got a few stories to tell.
Oh, that is so cool. Looking forward to seeing that book.
Thank
you. And also just a reminder, folks, mybrightcore.com/andweknow. And I'd like to call out to our favorite person that we look up to, Jesus Christ, before we close today.
Yeah.
All right, Kim. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for how you continue to guide and direct our lives. We thank you for Kim and her heart and what you've done for her and her entire life story leading up to this moment. And just sharing a few minutes of how she's touched so many lives, but most of all her family, and how you've touched her, guided and directed her through the Holy Spirit. and just in changing and transforming lives. We so appreciate her, and we ask for protection over her family, over her business, Brightcore, and that many that would grab this kimchi would just feel the changes and the products that you've put on this earth to heal our bodies. Absolutely amazing what you've done for us. We thank you for your love, your kindness, and your direction in everything that we do on this earth. And we ask all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Amen. All right. Thank you so much, Kim. So glad to have you here. And we're just grateful that we're connected. And just like Romans 8:28, we know all things work together for good to those who love the Lord, to those who are called according to his purpose. And we know this is going to be another transformation for many out there in the near future, and looking forward to hearing from them.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate you and what you do, LT. And God bless you always. And may God, you know, guard and protect you as well.
Amen. All right. Bye for now.
Bye.